ready. Can I sit over here?
Lou.
Hey, Ron.
Is everybody on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's call the meeting to order. First order of business, Jim, you had put salaries and benefits.
Yes, sir. All I want to do present to the commission is that we have approximately five people in the county system who have not had an opportunity to take their leftover vacation time. And without getting into specifics, because I don't know specifics, and because the current handbook that's approved allows the county commission to extend unused vacation time, I would like to know if we could extend the unused vacation time for 90 days for those employees. I know that there was a couple, at least one employee, were affected by in the HR department that weren't able to take it because of the switchover. So, to be fair to all employees, in talking with Linda and Linda talking to Don, there's approximately five people that have some hours left on their vacation that they did not get a chance to take.
Well, I know this, Jim, that there are some employees out there that were told that if they didn't take their vacation by the end of the year, they would lose it, so they haven't turned anything in.
Well, Don, according to Don, there's only a handful of people, she said less than 10, she thought closer to 5, that have any vacation left on the books.
Okay, tell
me. We roll all the people that haven't used their vacation and give that expiration 90 more days for them to use it.
Well, those people that we've asked to work over, that the commission itself has asked to work over, I don't care to do that with. The others that we're giving time to get it used up, I don't know about. I just don't know. I just don't know what the circumstances are behind that.
Well, help me with this, you guys. Just so that we'll be consistent, in the manual, it says vacation time that's not used will be forfeited. But it does say unless otherwise approved by the county commission upon the recommendation of the elected official.
Correct.
And it further says employees are required to take their earned vacation. No payments will be made except in emergency cases. Now, if we're going to say that they couldn't squeeze it in and it's an emergency, that they'd be allowed to roll that over, that's up to you guys. And I would be inclined to go along with that, but I would reflect that I want the county auditor just to certify what those hours are and who those individuals are.
Okay.
Is that all right?
That's fine with me. Danny, what's your thoughts on that?
That'll be all right with me. We need to, now the people that we asked, like we did in HR, to do the extra work, I'm fine with. Those people that had the opportunity to take their vacation and didn't take it, I think that's unfair to the people that we forced to take it earlier. But that's, we finish this up here, however you guys want to finish it up. But if they had the opportunity to take their vacation and they didn't do so, we're
going
to have to go for the
man. Well, Dan and Jim, why don't we leave this to the auditor's discretion after he audits the books? I know that there's already been a distinction drawn between what vacation verbiage says and what personal days says, because under personal days, there is no discretion for the commissioners to.
Correct. And I'm not even dealing with.
We're only addressing vacation.
That's fine with me.
I would entertain a motion to that effect.
Why don't you word it one more time, Ron, so that I can.
Well, it's what you had asked for, Jim, that we allow unused vacation hours for those who had been unable to use it as approved by the elected official overseeing that particular employee, based upon certification from the auditor's office that those hours are in fact owed.
Okay. And extended for 90 days.
And extended for 90 days.
That will be my motion then.
Did you get that, Lynn?
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Is there anything else regarding payroll and or benefits?
No, sir. And just for a matter of record, the accounts payable item that was posted did not appear.
Hold it, guys. You're both talking at the same time, and I can't. You're on two different phones.
Okay.
So, Jim, you go first here.
All I was going to say is, matter of record, we did not have the 205 meeting for accounts payable because there was nothing to approve.
Okay. And Danny.
Okay. I thought that Helen had one accounts payable. She contacted me yesterday about it and said that she had dropped it in the box. Maybe it's somewhere and not. But she said she had one accounts payable that needed to be paid. And I don't even remember what she said about it, other than she had dropped it in the box. And somebody had said there was no accounts payable, and she said, yeah, there's one that I dropped in there.
Danny, unless I'm made unaware of it, the only thing that could be, only thing I think that could be is maybe her bond payment.
What's her phone number?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, what she said it was.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the bond payment of the treasurer.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded. We approve the bond payment for the treasurer. Let me, during discussion phase, tell you that James was here for the next meeting, the next topic we're going to discuss, and he ran over very quickly to see if Helen was available. Do you want to wait for the vote on that to make sure that's what it is?
No, because I heard her say it yesterday.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay.
It is the bond money.
James said it is the bond money. Motion carries.
Okay.
Then I will let Helen know that that's been approved for payment.
Okay.
I can take care of it.
Rick's right here, so he said he'd take care of that.
Okay.
Next issue, let's recess County Commission and convene Board of Equalization. Yes, thank you, sir. And James Strahan is here, and we have a matter to bring before the County or the Board of Equalization. James.
Yes, I've got two matters.
Can you guys hear James?
I can.
Okay.
We had an abatement that there was a motion made in BOE to drop the assessed valuations in an area by 25%, and we have a bill here that did not, an assessment here that did not drop by the 25%. It dropped by about 18, and the property owner has called us on it. So I feel like by the BOE's instruction that this tax bill should be adjusted to the 25% decline.
I'll second the motion. Let's level that exhibit one.
Okay.
But let's go on down. Jim, let's move it on down to 8 or 9 where we finished yesterday.
Okay. That's fine. This is just whatever you want to just label it somehow.
It's got a number. It's 20121064.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
And that is the number that was presented to us in BOE that we, in fact, did approve. There has been a motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. James?
And we have one other one. Steve Creedon this summer come to the BOE, and we removed the house off of his property that he said didn't exist, and we sent people out. But in that process of 2011, we had a 2010 bill out there that is existing and will not allow him to pay his 2011 bill. And I'm requesting that the BOE remove that same house from that 2010 bill. The number is 20121065.
So moved to remove that structure.
Second.
do you want to put a number on that one as well? Oh, you did. You read it. Motion's been made and second to approve the matter as brought forth by the assessor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. I don't know if this is the time to bring this before BOE, but I feel certain that if, in fact, it is not, it is something that can be brought before County Commission, but it's something that I want to make note of. As I'm watching what's going on in the taxpaying process, and I'm listening to a couple of people that have walked through the halls, somehow individuals out there who have personal property feel that they don't have to pay their personal property tax after a certain period of time. Now, you know, that is true if it's an old vehicle or somebody leaves the county. We really don't pursue them for an assessment on a 1995 pickup or something. I mean, I understand that. We have people in this county, gentlemen, that owe hundreds of thousands in taxes that are not paying them based upon, hey, we don't have to. And I think we need to pursue that, either BOE or County Commission. And I think that we need to have legal counsel look into that ASAP. I don't know how much money's involved here, but I would guess it's a phenomenal amount of taxpayer dollars.
Well, I have never heard of such a case there, Ron, but I absolutely agree that whatever the governing authority is needs to take action to collect those taxes.
I'm with you on it.
James, if in fact I could get you to help, and whether or not we bring the collector in or whomever, but if I could start with you since you're standing here, could you kind of give us an idea? And I know that I'd ask you to come to exec session, but I just think the commission needs to have some kind of handle, just a basic.
Well, we've got one individual that owes about $160,000, and some of that's going to be started to be written off, or what they call abated, not by the assessor. This is
outlawed
as of Saturday night at midnight. Some of it dates back to 08, but the total bill as of right now on a particular group is $160,000 taxes owed.
Here's what happens. We have an elected official will come to us and go, these taxes are not collectible. We only go back so many years. It's personal. We don't pursue them. Well, let me assure you, other counties don't let people get away with this, and I think that we're missing a huge, huge bet by not pursuing these dollars, and I really feel we need to talk about it, guys.
I agree.
I'm 100% with you. I didn't know it was happening, but
We do that on Tuesday.
I'm willing to stop that kind of noise.
Okay, James says he's going to help me with that, and maybe we'll come up with a little bit of that for Tuesday.
We're not toasted except for the accounts payable and the conversation about the vacation time and that, but I want to reiterate the fact that overtime, as we put in this tax budget that we put in overtime, in these offices is to be approved by the elected official and the county commission before it's allowable. We cannot let the overtime run over with that kind of business going on and try to hold the budget line.
Okay, are there any other orders for the Board of Equalization? No. I would entertain a motion to adjourn the Board of Equalization for the year 2011.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn the Board of Equalization for the year, calendar year 2011. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'd like to reconvene the Board, the County Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Trying to see how I can tactfully This is just a message. let's not debate this. Rick and I are going over a number of issues here, trying to finish up part of the budget document. And one of those that we have not gone over, did he get away? No, oh, there he is the sewer district budget. And we have time between now and the 9th when we're going to spread this, but we really need to be thinking about just how we're going to do that in light of the agreement that we just signed with the sewer district.
I not just in the comments, I had some thoughts and I'd like to post it for either Wednesday or Thursday this coming week to have that meeting.
What would be wrong with Tuesday?
Well, we're out of time.
Well, right now we're scheduled. Our last issue is at 9:30.
Our next order of business is it cannot be posted before 2:00 at 4:10 now.
Oh, that's right.
Sunday's a holiday.
Want to do it on Wednesday?
That's fine.
Or you want to do it on Thursday when we have agenda request review and generally have commission?
I would just rather just do it Thursday and be prepared for it. I've got some thoughts about that. Since we're really going to be there Thursday, and I know it's a light day, we can just do it then.
I'll have
Thursday's fine with me.
I'll put a budgetary session on the agenda then for Thursday.
I think it's going to be run because we've got to double-check everything just to make sure that we're everything's just how we like it. So
yeah. Rick and I are going over a few things right now. He's here, and so I'm sure he would be glad for us to do that as well. So let's just have a sit-down work session on budget on Thursday, and I'll schedule it for, say, 9 a.m. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second?
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Danny, was there an aye there?
Yes.
I was just wondering if one of those seconds counted as an aye.
2 seconds, Sam. Once in a while.
Hey, guys, I have something very important to tell you. I don't know if it falls under the sunshine law or not, but Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Ron.
See you guys.
Bye. See ya. Bye.